Greetings, fellow flexographers. This is Shane Weber of Bingham Flexo Services, podcasting from the Kentucky office. Hope you all had a happy and healthy holiday season, but it's time to get back to work. So I wanted to chat with you today about something I thought about a lot over the holidays, and that's plate mounting sleeves. Plate mounting sleeve technology has been used by the flexo market for a couple of decades now and has transformed flexography into the competitive printing method of choice by allowing for quick job changeovers on press. This technology combined with modern press design has reduced job change down to 3 to 5 minutes in many, many cases. As all technology does, sleeve technology has evolved a lot in the decades it's been on the market. I'm going to do a quick rundown of how do we select the sleeve technology that best suits our application, and what should we be looking at from a sleeve construction standpoint to make the right selection for our operation? There are three primary construction elements of a plate mounting sleeve that we should look at. Number one, the intercompressible layer. Number two, the buildup layer. And number three, the outer layer. I'll go through each one of these in detail. The intercompressible layer is the cushion layer that is at the ID of the sleeve. This is what allows the ID of the sleeve to slightly expand, allowing you to slide it onto the press mandrel over a cushion of air. Traditionally, this layer has been constructed of a cellular foam, very, very similar to the closed cell foams that are used for plate mounting on the sleeves. Newer technology incorporates the use of polymers and technical fabrics that allow for a more robust, less absorbent intercompressible layer that are also capable of dampening vibration transfer to the outer surface of the printing sleeve. Number two is the buildup layer of the sleeve. This is the intermediate layer that builds up the wall thickness, allowing us to increase or decrease the outside diameter of the plate sleeve, giving us the variable repeats that plate mounting sleeves offer. The critical aspects of this layer are its weight and dimensional stability. We want a layer that is very, very strong and dimensionally stable, but also lightweight. And number three is the outer layer of the sleeve. This is the layer where the printing plates are actually mounted to. We need this layer to have exceptional dimensional stability to offer reduced deflection and consistent diameters from sleeve to sleeve to ensure proper registration. Also, you want a surface that is relatively cut resistant so that it can withstand the rigors of stripping and demounting of printing plates. And finally, review in the construction how all these areas are protected: the intercompressible and ID, the buildup layer, and the outer layer. Also, how are your registration notches supported? This is one of the weaker areas of the sleeve that tend to break down first, as installation and press removal allow this area to be impacted and oftentimes can be the first area where a sleeve will get damaged. So take a look at those elements. We're proud to be offering the Trelleborg sleeve technology to the Flexo market. Give us a call to discuss how this technology addresses each of these construction elements I've mentioned in this podcast. Thanks for listening.